It's been a whole month, but it's been more than a month for some of us. Martin, you're back.
And it's a disaster to be back.
Is it?
Oh, no, I'm loving it, of course. Thank you for inviting me.
That's all right. That's all right. We got Martin back as a guest because, going against popular belief, he was actually quite popular, wasn't he, on this thing?
Allegedly.
My sister, regular listener, said, I really like Paramedics Corner. I said, well, you won't be getting any of that for a while because we've told them to fuck off for a few months.
Indeed, but, so. And I think that one's bitten the dust anyway. I think we've wrung it out like a dry towel.
I like that.
We haven't gone through bedpans or anything like that yet, are we?
Yeah.
No, that's Nurses Corner.
Put it to bed for the moment.
Okay, so we haven't seen you since Christmas.
No.
What have you been up to?
I've been evicted. And I'm very actually happy to have been so, because I now live in a beautiful cabin on a farm with two horses for neighbours.
Oh.
My rent's now 500 quid less a month compared to what
really?
I used to pay in my old place. Yeah, this cabin is lovely. It's like a sort of Swiss wooden affair.
Right,
and my only bills are the rent itself.
Is it a bit like Stuart's gym?
It's a bit like that. It is a bit like that. And all my energy is free. I heat the place for nothing. Wi-Fi free, water free. So literally my own outgoings is the rent itself, and it's a lovely situation, completely rural, got lovely other neighbours who live in similar sort of cabins to me.
Yeah,
nice atmosphere, lovely landlord who is a massive name in the stunt world.
What were you going to say?
I wonder what you were going to say. Where we go?
Worked on any big film you care to mention, from Batman Begins.
So is it a working farm?
What is that? Mad Max Fury Road? All right.
Is it a working farm?
No, it's not agricultural,
right,
as it were.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's bought just an area of land and he's developed.
It's a tax avoidance scheme, really.
Don't say that out loud. I shan't mention my landlord's name.
Well, let's hope out of the 19 listeners, one of them doesn't work for the HMRC.
Yeah. Actually, I think one of them does.
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, no. Alex.
Excellent. So is that, how far is that from where you were before?
Only
then?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
how did you find it?
Literally, when I mean, my eviction had been going on for a year plus, because I'd just been sort of avoiding, basically, or just delaying, really. And I started doing an internet search. This cabin was literally the very first search that I did, and it was at the top of the search that I did. And I looked at it, I thought, that looked absolutely perfect. Phoned up, went to view it, got it straight away, sort of thing.
And do you have, like, Wi-Fi and stuff?
Yeah, all of that.
Do you have running water?
Yes. No, it's really, it's modern. It's, you know, the kitchen is better.
Do you
than
have
the
adequate toilet facilities?
The kitchen is
Are
better
you
than
able
the kitchen.
To have a bar?
Shush, Stuart. The kitchen is better than the kitchen in my old place.
When's the last time you had a shower?
My shower is like a beautiful power shower.
Oh, right.
It's
excellent.
40
okay.
times better than my old place, honestly. It's lovely.
Excellent. Well, that sounds very nice. I might come down and visit you, actually. It sounds interesting.
You are most welcome.
I'd like to see the horses.
Yes, you must, but you must meet them.
What's the horses' names?
Charlie and George.
Yeah. That sounds a bit too much like Charlie George.
Charlie George, the footballer.
You thinking Uzi?
I was bored by that point. Yeah, I switched off.
Well, it sounds lovely, and it's really nice to see you.
Good for you. Nice to see you.
Yeah. So what have you been up to then, Alona?
Well, I have.
Have you been to Paris or anything wanky like that?
I haven't been to Paris, but I have been to South Africa, which wasn't wanky even remotely. It was blooming lovely. The safari was fantastic. It was just everything and more.
What was
than
the favourite animal you saw? Did you see warthog?
We did.
Excellent. I'm going to just go for going to just reel off a load of animals. Now,
yeah, do. Go on then.
Thompson's gazelles.
Dick. No.
Springbok.
No.
It's quite interesting.
Did you see any animals?
We did. We saw loads.
Just
but,
shout out a few.
Well,
come
I think
on.
Maybe we
just say yes because he won't know.
Well, wildebeest.
Well, no.
Right, okay. Giraffes.
Buffalo. Okay, we saw buffalo. We saw wild dog. We saw hyenas. We saw giraffes. We saw elephants. We saw leopards.
Yeah.
We saw lions. We saw zebras, baboons.
Hippopotamus.
Lots of monkeys. Hippopotamus. Crocodile.
Rhino.
Lots of different birds. Rhino. My favourite, I think, was probably the baby elephants.
Oh.
They were very cute. And the baby leopard was very cute. The leopard lying in a tree with just his legs either side of the big old trunk was absolutely phenomenal.
Did you find that? I mean, I've never, but you've been on a safari, I presume.
Only a mini one.
Oh, right. Did you find that mostly the animals just ignored you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes,
which is what you want, isn't it?
Yeah. Can't have any of them. Can't hold that against them.
But we were very close to them. But we had a brilliant guy who was driving the truck, whatever it was, and a tracker, and they could read all the signs because we saw the elephant's ears really flapping, and we thought, oh no, this is. They said, no, that's fine. They're fine if they're flapping. It's when they're back.
Right.
To their heads.
Getting streamlined, ready to charge.
Not moving. Yeah, that's when you got to worry. Because they would cut the engine and then they would just walk right by. I mean, you could literally just put your hand out and touch them. But it was fantastic. But the elephants, one of them nearly pulled a tree down on top of us. We had to, like, drive back. But it was lovely. It was so nice because we'd wake up really early. They'd wake you up about 5 o'clock in the morning and then you'd have a coffee or a tea. But it was lovely. Even my boys who, I mean, nocturnal, they couldn't believe they got up. And then you go out really early and then you'd stop halfway round for coffee or tea or whatever in the bush. They put out all the nibbles and everything. And then you come back, go straight to breakfast, have a lovely breakfast, and the monkeys coming in and stealing your food.
Did your boys basically wake up at 5 and then spend the rest of the day trying to find Wi-Fi?
No, they were all right. No, they really loved it. They really, really enjoyed it. And then you have all day to yourself, and then we lay by the pool or we're just relaxing, and then you go out again about 4 o'clock and you do the night safari.
So were you staying in like a hotel or a cabin, a bit like where Martin
It was a hotel, but they had 10 tents.
Right.
And they were big tents up in the treetop. I mean, these were not
treetop
tents.
Oh, it's one of those treetop
they
ones.
They were luxury. We had lovely roll-top baths in there, and they were and the views looking out were fantastic.
Did you have monkeys up in this tree with you?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds very colonial. Did you have the charwalla with the great big fig leaf, wafting you all the time?
Almost. But no, it was beautiful. And the service and the food, and it was very small, the hotel. And so when you came back, it's very quiet, you know, you knew everybody at each table, but everybody's very quiet. But the service was fantastic. The only thing was, I really hurt my back 2 days beforehand.
Oh, did you?
And I was in agony, wasn't I?
She was.
Was this your prolapse disc?
Well, I don't know what it was, but I was worried that it was that because the pain. Yeah. We were looking to cancel the day before. We were we can't do it, but we did. And I mean, they were brilliant. They padded out my seat.
They looked at their insurance and realised she hadn't written it down as a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, no, but I'm so glad we did. But it did put a little bit of a dampener. I mean, poor old AJ having to get me dressed and put my underwear on. I know.
What's your hair?
He had to really help me. But
That's miserable.
I'm trying to think of the name of this animal that we just saw. The impala. That's what I was thinking. We saw a load of those, yeah.
Was it tame?
Very good spag.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
And did you see marabou stork?
We did see storks. I don't know if it was
horrible,
marabou.
Ugly ones. A bit like vultures.
We did see a lot of vultures. Do you know the name of a collection of vultures?
I fear you're going to tell us.
A hunger.
Awake. That's my last name. How awful is that?
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're all.
I suppose
there was
it is like awake because they gather around dead things.
Yeah,
figures.
They do. Yeah.
It was an elderly American hunter who, as a trophy cabinet bigger than Wembley Stadium, who last week was trampled by a herd of elephants.
I saw that,
to a collective round of applause from the rest of the world.
Yes, there's karma, son. Auntie Karma's come to visit.
Yeah.
Somebody had died 2 days, when we were there 2 days previously. One of the rangers had been killed by an elephant.
Oh, really?
Mm. Wow. So we went on a bushwalk, which was, that was a bit rubbish, really. Hot and boring.
Back.
Yeah, my back was annoying. But no, fabulous. Thoroughly recommend it.
Well,
absolutely brilliant.
You.
Really loved it. Great time with the boys. It was just brilliant. And then we headed off down to Cape Town.
You went and stayed with
Comic-y
Lord Simmons over there.
Lord Simmons.
Excellent.
Hotel.
What did that just happen there?
His hotel.
You have no idea how lovely it was.
Oh, we had good time. It was beautiful. I've got to say, it is very lovely where he lives. It is very beautiful. And it was almost a bit California-esque.
Yes,
when we walked
There are bits of Cape Town that could pass for California.
Yeah, it was really lovely, very relaxed, beautiful. And we went to Robben Island, went to see where Nelson Mandela was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a day around the pool. We went out, ate gorgeous food, didn't we?
You did.
And Jackie and I went to the spa.
You did.
AJ and the boys.
What did you go to spa for? To get some...
Just to relax.
A few provisions.
Not the spa shop.
I would say the spa shop.
And they went, AJ and the boys went to the cricket centre and had a look at that.
They did.
Oh, it was lovely. Had a good time.
When I was in when I was in Cape Town all these years ago, I went to a restaurant called Carnivores, and it's where you could eat all the animals that you were previously looking at.
Oh, dear.
No. Well, yes. Crocodile. Ooh. I would say.
We did have crocodiles.
No, I don't think you'd be eating elephant. No.
Right. So
no,
they didn't have
unprotected species.
So the sort of things that you would eat anyway, buffalo,
quite possibly.
Crocodile.
If you're in Cape
Town. Yeah.
We ate crocodile.
Can you
one
eat
night?
Some antelope? I mean, it must be like venison, you'd have thought.
That's what I was also.
Does crocodile taste like chicken?
Yeah.
alligator
does.
Does it?
Yeah, I've had alligator. You had alligator as well, didn't you, when we were in St. Augustine?
Yes, we did.
I definitely had alligator, and you were definitely there.
And make it snappy, I believe. You cracked the joke several times.
Yeah, but they'd never heard that before, had they?
No, we had a lovely time, didn't we? We were nice house guests, weren't we, Stuart?
The best house guests you could possibly imagine.
Did they behave?
They did behave.
Yeah.
And we didn't watch much football.
You constantly watched football every night. You were watching football.
Was on every single night. Even I was like, Christ, what football's on tonight?
Yeah.
And your husband and your children aren't shy of watching a bit of football.
Yeah, this time of the year, they don't just have a match on, do they? They tend to have
over there,
about four or five. Over there, of course, you can watch anything.
You watch anything. You get every game live in any competition.
Or I was at Wembley on Saturday watching the semi-final. Man City,
Southampton,
of course,
That was a good
one. Southampton
played really well, didn't they?
Yeah.
It worries me that there are so many good teams in the Championship. If I'm very honest,
no, that was good. But then the only thing that did happen when we were in South Africa, we got a phone call from a local vet to say that we were coming back from dinner, weren't we? And then AJ got a call on his phone to say, from a local vet saying, we've picked up your dog, we found your dog, and it's been turned in anyway at our vets.
Oh.
And called my brother, the dog sitter, who knew nothing about a missing dog. And the dog was found in an area called Ditchling, which is a good distance from our house.
He's got a proper
Is that where the beacon is?
Yes.
Right.
He's had a proper little jog to get up there.
Yeah, he took a bit of a while to get there.
Is this the Californian dog?
No.
Right.
There is a certain karma in that, isn't there?
But this is the one.
Was this phone call from someone in America or someone in England?
But it was very odd, very strange. They didn't leave their details, didn't leave their name, so we don't know anything. I called them back on the Mondays. But anyway, he's back safe and sound.
I'm not tempting fate on any loss of any dogs because I'm babysitting or dog sitting Hannah's dog.
Yeah. Lovely. She's
at the moment. She's very sweet at the moment.
She's very lovely. Gone very quiet. I'm wondering where she is.
I might have to have a little. It's not your feet, is she? Anybody's feet?
She was a minute ago. She's very cute.
She's very cute, but I obviously not mentioning or taking the piss out of losing someone's dog because obviously I've got her for a week and I really, really don't want to lose her.
No.
Yeah.
So, no, she is. But no, you weren't at all stressed when you found your dog had gone missing at all.
Well, it was
you
just
took very it all
strange.
Very calm when and I... just seamlessly took it in.
And then I called my brother who's going, oh, well, your guess is as good as mine. And I'm like, well, you're dog sitting. But anyway.
Lord's clearly not listening to this one.
He will be.
Good. Yeah.
There's nothing he hasn't already heard.
Sort yourself out, mate.
Lord's, as dog sitting go, you're a bit crap.
Yeah. So anyway, back safe and sound.
I haven't been anywhere, strangely enough, but I have been to see a couple of bands. Three or four bands. Yeah. In fact, I've been to see so many, I can't remember who they were. I saw Fireheart, very good. I saw Doomsday Outlaw on Saturday, very good. Very, very good they were.
Prepare yourself, listeners, for a stream of bands that you've never heard of in your life.
Shocker.
Yeah, I went to see Dan Byrne, not the Newcastle fullback, but a different Dan Byrne. That was very good. And I can't remember. I've been to see a lot.
You've
I saw my son's own band as well, Radiator.
Radiator. We like them.
Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, have a listen to Radiator, listeners. In fact, to be honest, the listeners are probably the same people that I sent the link to anyway. So have a listen to Radiator if you like that sort of stuff. Very, very good.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I've just basically been looking forward to this. I was trying to work out the other day something that I could do in April and May, and my calendar's completely and utterly full up, so I'm obviously busy. It's just not exciting stuff like going to South Africa that I can talk about.
It's your inability to retire, Spag.
I know,
I've got it down to a T.
I'm doing a lot of work in the next two months.
I'm doing sod all.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Oh, is that nice?
We're off to go and see OMD, aren't we?
We are off to see OMD, aren't we?
In June.
June. Yeah, that would be...
I've got Bruno Mars in June.
Have you?
And I have Harry Styles in June.
Have you really?
I have.
Hmm.
I have a bit of
so was that him running the London Marathon as Daddy?
I don't think it was. What do you mean?
No, I don't think it was.
In fact, I was looking through the Standard, and it's had all sorts of things about celebrity runners.
He's not there.
And nobody mentioned who was in that outfit, so it might not have been anyone famous. Mm.
Just have a bloody did it under 2 hours.
I watched
how
that.
How bloody hell do you do when a marathon he came in through, under 2 hours?
That's an average crazy. Of 13.5 miles an hour for for 2 hours.
That is slightly faster. That's slightly faster than I've got my electric bike. Honestly, it gives you on the Strava thing and it gives you the average speed that you've done over an hour. And generally, it's about 12 miles an hour. And I'm thinking, Christ, brilliant. I won't be able to keep up with him on.
I saw that yesterday and I thought, did someone say under 2 hours? Surely not. And considering I am someone who did my New York Marathon in about 4.5 months. It's fairly obsessive, really.
I was that person who entered the ballot to do it for next year.
Oh, really?
Do you know there's about a million? I've got a friend, Martin, who used to run quite. He was in an athletic club, and now he's in his 60s and he coaches now. But he does the park run every Saturday. He said he's applied to do the London Marathon about 30 times and never got in. Because he said what you need to do is you need to team up with a sponsor.
You have to go with the charity.
But you have to, he said most of them want 2,000 quid. Mm. And if you don't get 2,000 quid, you're contracted to pay the difference.
Yeah. Plus gift aid.
He can't do any of that. So he just, but he said apparently about a million people apply for.
I bet.
But they're now doing it over two Saturday, Sunday, aren't they, next year?
Over two days. 100,000 runners instead of 50,000. Right. Yes. So we've just doubled your chances, Loney.
Oh, God.
What was interesting,
made me panic a bit.
Yeah.
Because you could have said, I did apply.
I tried.
I didn't want to do it.
What was interesting, though, was Steve Cram was saying yesterday on the commentary that something like 80,000 people can go in for it. But by the time it starts, only about 58,000 people will actually turn up. And he said, of course, you'll get injuries and stuff like that. There'll be all sorts of reasons. But it's a bit of a shame, I think, is for the people who can't get in when 20,000 people.
Well, I think it's very smart because obviously the elite runners can go early and they can still have an elite and the talented runners can actually do it.
Yeah.
But it raises so much money for charity and it's such a spectacle.
It's brilliant.
It's brilliant. They want to double it up.
But then did I hear that it was a tube strike yesterday, which is just awful?
I don't know.
I don't think it was yesterday.
No,
but
it was earlier in the week.
Yeah. Was it? I thought somebody said it was yesterday.
But yes. Yes, Mr. The Kenyan runner, hats off to your pal. Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, so nobody's interested in what we've got to do anymore, so let's talk about some celebrity deaths.
Excellent. Okay.
Now, we haven't had many, really, and in fact, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 since we were last on.
There was one that didn't happen that we all wish did happen.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I mean, they say third time lucky, don't they?
Yeah, I know. They reckon that the whole thing was a setup. Because he wasn't worried.
None of them seemed worried.
They were a bit concerned about, see, the amount of security there was, and that bloke just ran straight through them. And nobody actually turned around and thought, we better shoot this bloke.
He should have run a bit faster.
He should have done, shouldn't he? Yeah.
And then isn't there this guy that's supposed to have stood in front of him and he's all been hailed the hero?
He's
stood
fine.
In front
he had a good vest on.
Yeah.
Have you noticed how Donald Deere seems to have miraculously healed, but yeah, was it Evander Holyfield's ear?
Yeah, still missing
a big chunk of his ear after Mike Tyson bit it. But someone who got shot with a bullet or shrapnel, his ear's completely healed up.
It's perfect, isn't it?
So who did actually die?
Right, okay, so we had a couple at the end of March, which was after we did the last thing. We had Mary Rand, ever heard of her?
Oh, yes.
No.
Mary Rand was the, she would have been getting on a bit, but she was the golden girl of British athletics in the 60s.
Okay.
She won the long jump at the 1964 Olympics.
Oh, wow.
So she would have been getting on a bit.
She would have been getting
on. But she was the absolute golden girl of British athletics, blonde, nice looking. But sadly, I mean, I think she married an American and disappeared off to America in the late 60s. And I think, that she then decided to have children and just retired, but she went. And then more interesting for most people, Ross the Boss died. Ross the Boss was the guitarist of Manowar. So shall we talk about Manowar?
With
all of these celebrity deaths, like Spag reads them out, Stuart acknowledges because he knows, and us two are sitting here completely clueless.
I don't know who Ross the Boss is.
Manowar are a an early 80s American heroic metal band.
Only you would have heard of
used to go around the world saying death to false metal. Would you like me to name you some of the names of their albums?
Stop now.
Really no, wouldn't. I'm going to anyway.
No, really don't. No, really don't.
No, so, no one cares. No,
everyone put your fingers in the air.
No, we do. We need to know these things. So we've got album names like Call to Arms, The Heart of Steel, Die for Metal, Sons of Odin, Swords of the Wind, Blood of the Kings. There's numerous more. They all fall into the
honestly,
same sort of...
Honestly, we don't give a shit, Spec.
Next, who else
anyway,
died?
Poor old...
Apart from, apart from this podcast,
the
who's dying?
Died. Desmond Morris died.
Oh, the Naked Ape.
Yeah, that's naked right. Ape, yeah. He was 98.
Anthropologist.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yeah, he died. He was 98.
98, good effort.
Patrick Muldoon, have you heard of him? I'd never heard of him, but when I saw his picture, I knew he was. Who's seen the film Starship Troopers?
Yes, yes. And he was in Melrose Place.
Yeah, that's the bloke who was the bloke. He was the slime ball who was trying to nick. He nicked what's his name's girl off him, didn't he?
Yes,
what's her name?
Denise Richards.
Richards, yeah. Yes. And he ended up getting his brain sucked out, not by Denise Richards, but by.
He probably had had that already.
By
he asked her to.
What a way to go.
Yeah, by one, by one of the aliens.
Put a probe into his head.
Probe into
his
head,
sucked his brains out. Starship Troopers. It's not a classic, but it is a classic.
Have you never seen it?
No.
Have you not seen it?
I think I might have caught bits of it.
Oh,
I'm
my
sure
God,
I've not
it's
it all
absolutely
the way
amazing.
Is it?
Yeah, Paul Verhoeven. So it's sort of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, it's totally tongue-in-cheek, but it's, yeah. And he was in Melrose Place. He played a really evil man in Melrose Place. Yeah,
yeah. No, I never
and
watched
managed
that.
To get every single really attractive woman within the square into
quite
the sack.
A good-looking bloke.
He was a very good-looking man. He starred on Days of Our Lives.
Right. Oh, so a lot of people start on that, didn't they? Anyway, sadly, he was
you
only
look
57.
At alone, I'm giving you, if you're looking him up now, I'm giving you a Stu guarantee. Very square jawed.
What's his name again?
Patrick Muldoon.
Not known to his friends when he was younger, Spotty. Do you remember that song? Spotty Muldoon. Spotty Muldoon.
Oh,
he's got spots all over his face.
I mean, he looks slightly plastic.
Yeah, he's dead, yeah.
Okay. He'll look a little bit withered now.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah.
Well, sad.
He looks. He'll be losing a little
he
bit.
Wasn't
of,
very old.
Bit of muscle
no,
mass.
57. No, very
that's
sad. Yeah,
heart
very
attack,
sad.
Apparently,
was it?
Heart attack.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
sad. And then probably the most famous one, who only died the other day, Alan Osmond.
Yes,
the who? Oldest of the Osmond brothers.
Oh, yeah, I saw
of,
that.
Of Osmond's fame. Yeah, the oldest Osmond brother,
okay.
Alan.
Right,
sort
some
of
big
picture
hits.
His face, sort of round face. Like
no, that was Merrill.
That was Merrill
he's already,
Osmond.
Okay. I think he's already brown.
He's already.
Merrill,
I think about three of them have died now.
I think Jay's died. Wayne, he's died. Yeah. Look it up, Lonely Wolf. Oh, you're
just
not
looking
talking.
At Daryl Sheets from Storage Wars. He died as well.
Oh, right. I don't know him. That's...
Is it a TLC, Storage Wars?
Yes.
TLC
right,
classic.
Yeah. So no, Alan Osmond died, which was, yeah.
He wrote Crazy Horses.
He did. Is that how it went?
Yes.
It's not how it goes.
Wayne Osmond died.
Wayne 20.
But then he goes.
Yeah. How about Merrill? Is he with us still? Anyway, check that. Yeah, so anyway, so Alan Osmond.
Good old
I should just check how many Osmonds are alive. Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah, check that out.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah.
Thankfully for the world, Donnie and Maria are still going. But
they're
Maria going. Apparently is very ill.
Is she?
Maria Osmond is very ill, apparently.
Merrill's still alive. Merrill Osmond.
Right. And his partner Lynch.
72. Me.
How about Jay? Look up Jay Osmond. Okay. J-A-Y as opposed
Jimmy
to...
Jimmy must still be alive.
Jimmy was
he's
the
alive.
Youngest.
He's 72.
Oh,
right.
Okay,
from
so
Liverpool.
There's only... Eh? Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought you meant Jimmy then. He's our age, isn't he? Well, I say our age.
Yours.
My age. Okay, so that's all. That's all the celebrity deaths.
Very
so that's very good. It was not bad for a month when you think of, you know, the
you
amount
know.
Of celebrities.
Come
in
on,
the world.
Celebrities. Next month, we need a higher content of celebrity
yeah, I know. Yeah,
so
yeah.
if you are a celebrity and you're thinking of kicking the bucket,
do so now.
If you could get away the next month, it would give us
a
bit of content.
Yeah, you've got a month to do it. So, yeah it's
be,
a bit of a challenge. So, there you are. That's your celebrity deaths. We're going to go off to have a quick break. And then we're going to come back with exciting, because Stuart's looking at me to say, are we?
Yes, we are.
So, yeah, because we did get a running order. So we're going off for a quick break so we can actually think of a running order for part two.
and it's a special welcome back to Alison Cy-Redpool, who is an She is an avid listener of every podcast we produce. She is a friend of the delightful Sean Murray's, and this episode of Home of Pots Happy Hour is dedicated to the lovely Alice.
Is it? Is she sponsoring it?
Well, clearly no, but we're going to sort of say it's dedicated. Did I say dedicated or sponsored? Dedicated.
Alison. I thought you meant sponsored. I was going to send you our bank account details.
She's clearly a complete glutton for punishment and deserving of the highest award that this country could confer.
No, excellent. I like Alison. She's got good taste.
I bet she was at Charm 60.
She probably was.
So we probably have met her.
She probably was too shy to ask for autographs and selfies. But
she probably didn't know who you were from Adam.
Well, she obviously, I'm sure she did know, Martin.
Anyway, Alison, you're great, and we thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks, Alison.
Thank you.
You are one of the famous 17 people, so that is good. So whilst we've been in a break, I have sent these three numpties a hugely important task of... I saw a poll the other day which was about what are the UK's favourite packet of sweets and bar... Sweet bar. Sweet bar. So what are they? So I've sent these three off on a task to name the top 10 sweets. So the two categories are, first one, packets of sweets, and the second one would be a bar of your chocolate choice.
Listeners, you wouldn't believe how difficult it was to explain what a packet of sweets was to Martin.
Someone who's told
us he hasn't got a sweet tooth.
Someone who's told us very eloquently where he now lives and what there is at this now living on the campsite. He's now basically trying to explain the difference between a Mars bar and a packet of Haribo's.
The best bit was when he said, are Maltesers a packet of sweets? I'm thinking, no, it's a bloody joint of venison. I mean, what?
Did you see them on safari?
Get on with it.
So basically, I'm going to award, they were top tens. If you can name me them, it's 2 points per correct entry.
Okay,
so...
Maximum. So you're going to go through them and we just...
I'm going to go and you're going to tick them. Yeah. So I'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
In your... Now, if you have written down, for example, number 6 is the 6 on this list, I'm going to give you a bonus of 10 points.
Oh, I see.
Well,
okay.
I didn't put them in order.
Well, it's luck of the game. Then.
Okay.
Luck of the game.
It is luck because we just flew through it, didn't we?
So we're going packets first.
Go on. Okay.
Number 1, Haribo.
Oh. I got it, but I put it third.
Well, you get 2 points. Mm. Right.
Okay,
then we're going to go around. So, Spag, give us an offering.
Maltesers.
They are number 8.
Got that?
Oh.
I'm doing well.
Oh, hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No.
Okay. So it'll be 2.
Hang on. Can you just 1 second? Because I just want to put my numbers next to them so that I can get extra points if I need
to.
Lani, okay,
right. Give us a gambit.
Werther's Originals.
Close, but no cigar.
Oh, I've got bloody Werther's too.
Well, I'm sorry, Martin. That's what I put on my massing exam.
Oh, I see. Do you mean it's not on the list?
It's not
at all.
In the top 10.
It's below the top 10.
It's below the
top 10. Bloody Generation Z don't eat Werther's, do they?
Absolutely. Adrian.
Minstrels?
He's had 2 goes and I've had nothing.
No, Minstrels.
I didn't have Minstrels.
Bloody hell.
There we go.
Fruit Pastels.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got
number
those.
2.
My absolute favourite.
Yeah, I got that one.
Number 2.
I had it for number 2.
You get 10 points.
I get 10.
Have you got it as number 2?
Yes, I've
you
got
get
it 10
points.
Number.
You get 10
I'm
points.
He's about to win this.
I think she's won it already.
She likes this, Chris. So now it's your go.
Thank you. Jelly Babies.
Oh, didn't get them.
They are in there.
Come on.
They are in there.
Probably because it's at the top. Where
I'm sure
it's
not Jelly Tots.
No.
No, they're not in there.
No.
What?
That's harsh because I put them in there. Unlucky. Close, but unlucky. Take a pill.
Is it my go again? Smarties? Yes.
No, that was not a packet.
Unlucky
well,
bag.
It's kind of a packet, but no.
It is a packet, isn't it?
It's in a tube.
Comes in a tube.
It's in a tube.
But they aren't sharing.
Well, a tube's not a packet.
Anyway, I think that's all.
I've
gone off this already.
Skittles.
Yes. Number 6.
Oh, I have them at number 9. Okay,
licorice all sorts.
Congratulations, Martin.
I've got that.
Number 7.
Oh,
I've got it at number 5.
Number 7.
Loney's going to take this.
Any more for
anyone?
Rebels.
Unlucky.
Oh.
Number 11.
Oh,
unlucky.
Bugger.
They're my favourites.
I love how Spag is failing spectacularly at this one. Yeah.
I quickly banged out a list.
Excuse me.
I'm now torn between which one to give you, but I'm going to go Jelly Tots.
Roundtree's Jelly Tots.
I'm afraid that was Bill's a poor choice.
Small Hands. That's another one I've got.
Licorice All Sorts.
You just said that.
You just said it. I want another go. Here we go. M&M's.
No.
Oh.
Murray Mints.
No.
Oh, I put them.
Mint Imperials.
Fuck, Mint Imperials. What sort of answer is that?
Roundtree's Fruit Gums.
Hang on, are they not on there? Wait a minute. No, it's not your turn.
I think we're back at that.
There's only
so
one
basically,
more
I'm going to. Okay, but I'm going to name the top 10. Number one, Haribo Starmix. Two, Fruit Pastels. Lots of points to you for there, Lonnie.
15.
Three, Wine Gums.
Oh.
See, you're missing that one. Mm. Four, Fruit Pastels. Five.
Hang on, you've.
Sean Williams.
Fruit Pastels was number two.
Oh, yeah, maybe it did. Maybe, I think that was, yeah. Oh, wait. Okay, you only got that.
Hang on a minute.
Clearly, I've written it down twice. Maybe that was a Jelly Babies, but anyway. So give yourself another two. Sean Williams, another of our 17 listeners. He'll be pleased with this.
Right, Shawnee.
Number five, Squashies.
What? Squashies?
Squashies.
What is this thing selling? What is a squashy?
Squashy is a pink and white. It's like, soft, squashy.
Is it being like a small flump?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you eating one earlier at
no.
the breakfast table?
No, that was a Percy Pig.
That was Percy Pig. Well, we're going to come on to Percy Pigs. Six, Skittles, we've had that. Seven, Martin's Licorice All Sorts.
Very good.
Eight, Maltesers. Nine, Mooms.
Who?
What?
Moams.
Oh, Moams. They're a bit like Starmix, aren't they?
Yeah. And number 10, which is obviously how popular they are because they're only sold in M&S.
Oh,
Percy Pigs.
Really?
Percy Pigs come in number 10 and they're only sold in one outlet.
Can I have a point because I mentioned it in passing?
You can have what you like, pal. I don't care.
I had Mentos, Starbursts and M&Ms.
Well, you can have Mentos all you like. They're not in there.
Well, the annoying thing is I've got 8, which is less than your one bloody answer for number 2, isn't it?
I've got 16.
Yeah, and I've got 9 because I awarded myself an extra point. So, Spag, you're last.
You're last. You need to do better. Come on.
Give
I thought you were
an extra point.
Right, well,
really
you can redeem
yourself. I mentioned Percy Pigs.
You can redeem yourself for the second part. So, right.
Martin can go first on this. We'll do it in order.
Very good.
Actual chocolate bars.
Right. Dime bars.
No.
What?
Mars.
Number 9.
Number 9.
Yes, I thought that'd be hard. That is also my chocolate of choice.
Oh, no. Kit Kat.
Kit Kat is number 4.
Twix.
Twix is number 8.
Hurrah.
All in the wrong order. Snickers.
It's number 1.
I had that at number 8.
No.
Crunchy.
No.
No.
Double Decker.
Oh, the London Double Decker bus. No.
No, surely not.
It's a classic sweet of Double Decker. Lovely.
Cadbury's Dairy Milk.
Congratulations, number 6.
Got that. Yorkie.
No.
Yorkie.
Amazing. No, it's not. Obviously, that was a 1980s kind of thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Martin.
Toblerone.
Oh.
Oh.
Congratulations, Martin. That is number 3.
Is it?
Seven. Toblerone.
Must be all those ones
three.
That sell at Christmas.
At the airport.
12.
No.
Oh. Penguin.
That's a biscuit.
Well, okay, can I have Curly Whirly then instead?
You can have and you both be wrong on both counts.
Cross them both off.
Both out.
Flake.
That's
yes,
a good
yes,
shout.
Yes.
No.
No.
Again, very 1980s.
Toffee Crisp.
No.
Oh, then I'm going to be...
One more each and then
I've got gold bar, but that's a biscuit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, you do get... There's the gold bars, whatever.
But it's wrong anyway.
But it's wrong.
Galaxy Creamy Milk.
Galaxy?
Yeah.
Number 5.
Oh, Martin.
Well
done,
Martin.
So that's the lot. It means that Ripple isn't on it.
The list is Snickers, Reese's, Peanut Butter Bars.
Oh, that's annoying the American,
isn't it? No, this is UK, apparently. Toblerone, Kit Kat, Galaxy, Cadbury's Dairy Milk, Milka, the...
I did wonder about that, the old Swiss
purple thing.
Swiss Germany thing. Twix, Mars, and number 10, Minging, Hershey bars.
Awful, revolting.
Smell of shit.
What's
going on?
Awful. That's not even chocolate.
No, it's horrible.
How can Hershey be above Yorkie?
Well, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Wrong. I think you need to write to
it's
your MP.
Wrong on every count.
I got 26 on both.
On both?
Combined, you mean?
For both.
What did you get on that last one?
10.
Oh, I got 10 as well.
I got 12 on that one.
Did you? Well done. So I think I might have come last.
Well, I think you did because I got 21 in total, Spag.
Did I win second week in a row?
Spag's last.
Second week in a row,
said with such relish.
Spag.
Yeah, but you're always first, mate.
Spag came in at bronze. Martin nipped in for silver. And Lona popped in somehow. I mean, Lona popped in. Another gold effort.
Another gold.
For Lona
well done.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
How is your cholesterol level at the moment?
It's pretty rubbish, actually. They're trying me on something else because it's so high. It is ridiculous, but I do like my sweets.
Well, there you go. That's interesting, isn't it? The way I think the demographic's changing, that they've got all of these international type.
Yeah.
Type
sweets.
Too many people have been to America
way.
On holiday. It's horrible.
It's awful.
Awful stuff.
I wanted to chat about a TV program that I've only just caught wind of.
Oh, go on then.
It's called The Assembly. And it's on ITV, also to be found on YouTube. Right?
And ITVX. And I've watched it.
That is right, yeah. And in their words, it is a collective of autistic, neurodivergent and learning disabled interviewers where they tell their famous interviewee that our rules are that no subject is out of bounds and no question is off the table and all might happen. And it's quite an imposing thing for the person who goes along to be interviewed because they're surrounded by about at least 20 people, all of whom get a chance to ask a question in turn. And it's so refreshing because these people will ask questions that these celebs would never get asked on a normal chat show. I'll just give you a few examples, which are absolutely brilliant. Stephen Fry sat down. First question to him was, Stephen Fry, how much money have you ever spent on cocaine?
There was a better one after Stephen Fry. Have you got that one written down?
Well, let me go through mine and
that
then you can
just
chuck
a brilliant
yours in.
One.
I mean, they're just so sort of bald and innocent, these. How to describe? Well, let me just go for it. Stephen Fry, you tried to kill yourself a couple of times. Are you happy to be alive now?
That's brilliant.
I mean, it is brilliant. Mm. And they answer in a very full and honest way. And it's just so lovely to have such open questions to being asked to celebs. Gary Lineker.
Gary Lineker.
I thought
Gary Lineker seemed a bit more uncomfortable. He was very nervous at first.
A little bit.
Wasn't he?
But
yeah.
I like it because they film them coming out of the lift. So even before the questioning arrives, they film their reaction as they're introduced to all the lovely group of people. Gary Lineker sits down next to this lovely larger woman.
She says to him, isn't she?
Are you a footballer? And he replies, yes, I used to be a footballer. And she says to him, did you shit yourself? Yes, I did shit myself. Which I thought was brilliant. Yeah. And in fact, when I heard it, I thought she was being metaphorical in the fact that he played at such a high level that he must have been very nervous. Mm. But I was told afterwards by
a mate of mine that he did shit himself on the field.
But the fact that she asked him that question is, to me, just gold dust.
I like those. Her and that other boy, they always sit next to the main interviewee, don't they? And they just ask little questions.
That's right. Yeah. And there's the guy next to him with the fantastic memory who just knows every single date in history.
Yeah.
But another question that interests me, Anna Maxwell Martin was on.
She was very good
I know her out of Motherland, but she's been in lots of big,
Line
big
of Duty.
Stuff.
She was the witch in Line of Duty.
Yeah. Yes, right. Yeah.
Evil.
And they asked her the very refreshing question, how much have you been paid to be here today?
Yeah.
And what do you think the answer was to that?
FOC.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing.
And I think it's very gracious of these normally, presumably, highly paid celebs to give up their time to contribute to what is such a fantastic programme. Yeah. So feather in their caps.
My favourite question to Stephen Fry was, they went through this guy got up and said, how did you meet your husband? And how do you feel about the fact that people comment about the vast age difference and everything? And then, so this guy who was asking him, I think he was the one who wanted a boyfriend. He was gay, wasn't he?
Yes.
And I think it was him who said at the end, oh, and one more question, are you tops or bottoms?
No.
Yes, you right. He did. He did.
Face, just, and that was the one question he said, I think I might have to leave that
he
up to your imagination.
To that one. What a brilliant question. What a bottom question. And each episode always finishes with music. And it's also endearingly beautiful. I mean, some of the songs, I think when Lenny Henry was there, they sang Lean On Me.
Yeah.
And one of the lovely ladies sat who always sit next to the celeb was in tears.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the sort of programme that you can watch and get very emotional about.
Oh, it's very,
but
very good,
in a very good way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so empowering to these people who are neurodivergent to put them in a position that they would never normally be in, to ask, you know, these people supposedly empower them, the media elite, questions of their choosing. I just think it's such a wonderful thing.
I'll tell you
I
who
love
was
it.
Brilliant in the first. Danny Dyer was fantastic.
Was he? I haven't seen that.
He was fantastic. A couple of them had a word with him about his language, because his language is just appalling. But he was fantastic. And David Tennant was brilliant
as
well.
I've seen clips of the David Tennant one.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
He was so comfortable with the whole thing. What I found, did you see the one with Nicola Sturgeon?
No.
She came on and she was like a politician to start with. She was going around saying, hello, I'm Nicola, what's your name? And let's say, let's pretend you're neuro. And you say, hello, Nicola, my name's Ilona.
Mm.
And literally, as they're saying their name, she's going, nice to meet you. I'm moving on to the next person.
Dear, that's
it's
not
like
right.
she was banging through them all and literally moving on before she'd even heard the but then she grew into it, and actually she was really good because they asked her some really difficult questions about her.
Is your husband going to jail?
Yeah, about her husband
about
and
it?
A marriage breakdown.
Oh,
and,
really?
And oh god, I mean,
she's
even
younger than me.
and how and how yeah. she
and you also so, look like Jimmy so, Cranky.
Somebody asked her about her hair. They said, oh, your hair's always the same, this bloke's ever. And they said, I think you look a bit like Mrs. Doubtfire. but what was it they asked? Yeah, and then somebody said about, did she have an affair with Alex Salmond? It was really good. And she started out, you're thinking, oh, for God's sake, Nicola, you've been a politician. But she grew into it, and she was really good in the end. She was very honest.
It is just so honest. Lenny Henry was asked, because he was brought up believing that his actual father was his uncle. And he only later found out that who he thought was his uncle was his father.
Wow.
And he was asked about that directly in that interview session. And, you know, they find it challenging to have sort of sticky information like that brought up about their past. But, you know, fair play to them. They answer directly, and it's wonderful viewing.
Yeah, some of them are great. I just like the fact they get up and say, hello, Gary Lineker. They call him by their whole name, don't they?
Name.
Yeah, they just, call him by it. But it's really worth watching.
Okay.
It's on ITVX.
Yeah.
And if you watch it, which obviously has, it's a free streaming service, you get adverts. But it's a really short programme, isn't it? There's actually only about 20 minutes of questioning, I suppose. And then you get, Sunshine on Loop for David Tennant, and it was brilliant.
Oh, did they? Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to so watch
yeah,
that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Did you listen to the Hibs fans sing it?
Oh, it's so
amazing.
Moving, isn't
it's
it?
It's their song, and they sing it before the game.
Do
and
they?
The whole stand
yeah.
just belt out, and they know
fabulous,
every word of it, and all the lights.
It is brilliant.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely worth watching that. I know it's not an American series.
So it's not on TLC.
But I've seen it. I saw Michael Sheen do one with the guy.
Definitely worth watching. I would definitely get on that. Oh, and strangely, I only watched it because Martin suggested we talk about it. I thought, well, I'd better have a look at it.
Yeah.
But once I started, I couldn't stop and I was going on to the next one at all. Because they have basically, there's about probably 30 of them in that room, isn't
it? At least, yeah.
But they tend to get a dozen questions and about six or seven are the same people every time, aren't they? They've obviously got some of them who are, but some of the questions are just fantastic.
Yeah, out of this world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lovely.
So that was a really nice thing to watch. Yeah.
Did anybody watch? I didn't watch it. The I'm a Celebrity with all the.
I didn't watch
it. No, I didn't watch it. No.
That had all that. And I didn't know that footballer who.
Jimmy Bullard.
Yeah, he's not coming across very well.
Is he not?
I haven't watched. I didn't watch it, but I just saw it's all the news off about kicking off.
I won't watch that crap.
I think that format is worn out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they're trying to just squeeze every bit out of it because it's normally on near Christmas, and this is an extra one that they've chucked in South Africa, isn't it?
It's like Love Island, isn't it? It's like
All Stars.
All Stars and this sort of thing. Yeah. Tried to squeeze a summer and then a winter one out of it. Mm. And it was like I'm a Celebrity All Stars, so it's brought back all the big heavy hitters of the previous series. Mm. So, like Harry Redknapp's on it and...
There was no voting, was there? There's no public voting.
Was there not?
I just wondered. I don't know why I even asked whether the three of you'd watched it. Of course you would.
How did they get voted out then?
I don't know.
I will say.
None of us watched it.
Well, listeners, that was an interesting
Anything else you want to know about I'm a
If you'd actually
South
like
Africa,
to tell us what happened, you can. Because we don't actually know about other than it kicked off. But I think if you get Jimmy Bullard involved, it's going to be quite chaotic because he's quite a chaotic character.
Yeah.
And there's like David Hay. And who is this Adam Thomas bloke?
Well, I don't know. There's three brothers, aren't they? Oh, yeah.
Are they brothers?
There's three brothers that have been on. One of them's been on Love Island. Yeah. One of them, they've all been on something.
They're a bit like the MacArthurs.
Low level.
So I've been having a look in the London Standard Weekly on the way down there. You always pick up some very good snippets in here. And a couple of things, I've rung a couple of bits and pieces on it. This is all very short, listeners, but it just made me think that it's got cheat the internet. The story's lighting up social media this week. So you can read a few bits and bobs without actually having to bother going on social media. It says, Charlie XCX is ditching the dance floor for rock music. Already my heart sinking here at this point. And it had various bits and pieces. The new album is described as guitar forward. But I thought this bit was quite interesting. With Charlie's signature hyper-pop sound and auto-tuned vocals largely absent. Well, how can that possibly be her album if her vocals are largely absent?
Auto-tune is absent. So what they're saying is in her new incarnation, her voice is realistic.
Oh,
and not,
I see. Is that what they're doing?
Hasn't been through the mixer.
Right, yeah. Okay. So
Noni's
anyway.
Looking very confused about who Charlie XCX is, you see.
Charlie
and
XCX
I know exactly who she is.
I know who she is.
I know
well.
Who she is.
Yeah. What's wrong with you, Lone?
Remind me.
I think my son's girlfriend really likes him, and that's the only reason why I've heard of her.
She was on Glastonbury. Oh. She was at Glastonbury, not on Glastonbury. At
Charlie XCX. Another thing as well, and I'm not even going to go through this very much, just the headline will do it. Victoria Beckham hits the high street with Gap collab.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of Gap, isn't it? I mean, honestly, that's
and
a
I
bloody,
saw one of the hoodies.
That's a
it
final
was just,
nail in the
just
coffin.
A Gap hoodie.
It just says Gap and underneath Victoria Beckham.
That's the nail in the coffin for Gap.
Yeah,
obviously she's getting involved.
Some of her dresses are... I mean, Jackie were talking about her dresses, actually.
Yes.
Charlie...
Mrs. Simmons... could possibly have purchased a Victoria Beckham outfit.
And
she got an email from Victoria Beckham.
A place in
because
the sun.
She'd bought one of her outfits.
That's what she said.
If I buy one of her outfits, would I get an email from
Victoria
Beckham? I think you do.
It Victoria might be possibly
Beckham.
Generated.
Oh, I do know who that is.
AI generated.
Yes.
Possibly
now,
not.
Now I've seen
maybe from Victoria. But it said Victoria Beckham.
To be fair, she was on Graham Norton as a guest, and I quite liked her, actually. She was quite
She can be quite.
Yeah. Yeah. So A Place in the Sun, London's finest al fresco spot. So if you want to go cafe society in London, al fresco. Of course, they're all in places like Haggerston, Catherine's Dock, Marylebone, Hackney. None of them in East Barnet. We've got a place in Haggerston called the Towpath Cafe, who did Jesse Buckley's wedding stuff. This final bit I thought was quite interesting. Fergo and Margot Henderson visit each summer. Whilst Keira Knightley once went as far as to proclaim the cafe to be one of the reasons I live in London. That's a lie. You might have it that.
Has she actually personally told you that?
No, but she's told, but it's true because she said it in here.
This is the reason
there's
I live
a bit
in
of
London.
Slagging off of young blood. There was also, oh, I know. It was another one of these bloody. Do you remember last month I did this health kick thing where
liked him
what's the name of fancied him, didn't she?
You liked him because you fancied him.
He was good looking.
There's another one here. Okay, this is somebody called, this woman makes her money as an alchemist. I thought that was somebody who turned things into gold, isn't it?
Meant to be turning lead into gold.
She's an alchemist, this woman, I think. Anyway.
That's a tough gig.
She does her morning practice breath work. She practices Paniyama, which brings the nervous system into natural balance. I've been doing half an hour of that every morning for about 15 years. Then I might meditate afterwards or practice some gratitude.
Do you remember that sounds wrong, or right, depending on which way the verse goes.
Talking
on many
about
levels.
I read it. I almost had to go to the toilet of the train and throw up after reading all of that nonsense. From
talking
her.
Of bullshit. Do you remember there used to be those people and they were called breatharians, and they supposedly could survive on no food at all. Genuinely true. This was like, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And they tested the theory out by putting them in a room and locking them there. And strangely enough, these breatharians would eat the odd biscuit.
Well, they stored in their pockets.
This is true. And they put this breatharian in a locked room, and she asked to come out about one day later having eaten all the biscuits. I think that fad died out.
Yeah, I sort of. I mean, I always think I don't mind. Well, I don't really care how anyone makes a living, but I find it amazing when you get people like this and you read all the stuff she does. She's like, she's up with the sunrise. She's in bed by 9 o'clock, and she does all of this crap during the day. But loads of people seem to pay her lots of money to, and you just think people got more money than sense, haven't they? Mm-hmm. Paying these.
Do you think she'd have a breakfast like mine?
Probably not.
Tell us about that
breakfast this morning.
Tell us what was in your
Stuart
breakfast.
Stuart had a bowl full of sick. It was like Rocky Road with a Mr. Kipling apple something affair.
It was gluten free. I'll throw that one in.
And the healthy bit was he had it with dollops of yogurt in it.
Yeah, fruit yogurt.
Yeah.
Healthy.
I think we should put that as the cover picture for this pod.
Healthy
Can
fruit.
Can we do that?
Healthy fruit yogurt.
Do we want to have a quiz?
Oh, well.
We did good? One, didn't we? Well,
No, that was a top 10.
Is it good?
But we've got a quiz.
Is it good?
It's all right. Who knows? I can never tell until I say what the quiz is going to be, and then we leave it up to Ilona to tell me.
Randomly, let's do it. And but we better sign off now.
This quiz is called Look at the Size of That Nose. Okay,
so that's good enough for me. We're playing that one.
So you sort of wonder whether you can, whether you can have a big nose quiz. But Stuart might have mentioned on the odd occasion that I'm fairly well endowed on the conch front myself.
Horrible. I hate my nose.
So I thought, well, we'll have a quiz. I mean, it's obviously a lot of old nonsense, but basically, this quiz is based on. All the answers are somebody with a fairly prominent nose.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So fairly prominent noses. And
am I really hoping that there might be somebody's chauffeur in here?
Somebody's
chauffeur.
I know what you're talking about.
There isn't.
Yeah, a massive con.
I started, I'll do this. And then I ended up having to look up people. There aren't many celebrities with big noses or prominent noses. Don't have to be big, but unusual shapes in this. And I think it's because to become a celebrity, you're supposed to have a small nose.
You can't have a big conch.
They don't like it, do they?
Hence, I'm not a celebrity.
It was the only reason that held you back.
It was the only thing that held me back was the size of my hooter. So, so we've got 15 here.
Oh, I was just going to
so
write
get
down
your, get your pens and papers,
exactly.
People. You're going to put Parker for everyone.
You rag.
Yeah, and of course, I think you will have heard of all of these people. And so what I actually did was I wrote down the names of anybody I could think with a big hooter and then tried to think of a question that would, you know, give a clue as to who that person is. So, of course, sometimes...
excellent use of
so what
train
I'll do
journey.
Is I'll give you the question, and if you think, well, that's ridiculous, how am I supposed to know that, then I might give you a slightly easier
clue.
Question about them. Okay. So it's all fairly... I think it's fairly easy. So 15, okay? 15, everyone. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Who played the lead in The Streets of San Francisco?
Oh.
You're probably not quite old enough again, Loney.
Great, because I've got no idea.
I remember him because he had a big cauliflower nose because he used to be a boxer. But if I can remember his name, I'll be buggered.
The lead of The Streets of San Francisco. Okay,
handsome Michael Douglas.
He was in that, wasn't he? So that's how old
psychic.
He was. Michael Douglas was very young in that. Okay, number two. This is a French actor who took out Russian citizenship to escape taxes.
Oh, yeah. I
can't remember his name.
I think
I'm going to get none of these, Lone.
Well, I'm.
But you
I'm
know who it is, don't
I? Do, yeah, but.
And
yeah.
You only get a point if you spell his surname correctly. Word.
I can't even remember any of his name, let alone his surname. Anyway.
Do you want a clue?
Yeah, go on.
No, better not. Okay, number three. This was a horrific children's TV character who used to wear a dinner suit, and he was in a program called Jigsaw, and the music used to go. Etc. Etc.
Now, if Stuart can't get this, no one's got.
Well, I was going
to. He was horrific. He used to give children nightmares.
Is it not? Was he not the same person who was in a very famous film?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is it the?
As soon as you said that,
bang bang.
No. Oh, I forgot about him. I could have had him, but he's not.
That makes my legs go. I'm still frightened of him.
Do you know? I'm going to say this actually.
When I give the answer at the end,
when the girls were young, and he was over one day. He mentioned the subject of the child catcher came up, and he did his impression.
Lollipop.
Oh God!
And the fucking kids absolutely shat themselves.
Beautiful.
And they even now they're like, "Oh my God, that scared us so much."
I think
Hannah
still
might have cried. I felt
me.
Quite bad about Brilliant it actually. Film. Yeah,
that was frightening. I remember hiding behind
the sofa. Yeah, he's proper
high. Shaking.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, so number four. Is a singer. She's the very famous actor Josh Brolin's stepmother.
I know.
She's a singer in her 80s.
I know this.
Josh Brolin, really famous actor.
Really famous.
It's his stepmother. She is his stepmother.
I'm quite impressed with myself.
Do you know this? Well done.
I do.
I was going to give her, I thought, if you didn't know, I'll give a clue at this point, but Stuart knows so many more, I won't give a clue.
Thank you.
Loney, I've put my pen down.
No,
honestly.
You have. Don't do it.
Okay, number five. This bloke is an actor. He's an unofficial double act with Ben Stiller. He's in loads of films with Ben Stiller. Ben Stiller's best mate, basically.
Marley and Me.
That's the one.
What's his name? I've just given that to you, haven't I, Stuart, by saying
that?
No,
I didn't know. I'm still trying to get the singer. Is it really...
It's really, she's really...
Really famous.
If it's really. Incredibly
famous.
The answer is somebody with a prominent nose.
Yes.
Okay. Number six. This person played Luca Chagretta, a mafia boss, in Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. He won an Oscar.
He's an Oscar winner. He's got a very good first name. Martin,
I don't know.
Ever since you moved into that cabin in the woods,
I've had my memory
He's lost all connection with the 21st century.
I've lost all my faculties.
Number seven, Matthew Broderick's wife.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. Do you not know that either?
Honestly, it's just celebs are not in my consciousness.
And then when he comes out, then when he says, oh, so I knew that one.
Yeah,
you
know,
like you with the Christmas films.
I will know them.
It's like you with the Christmas films. Oh, I know that one.
Okay, number eight. From which country does Mr. Punch originate?
So we have to just name a country?
Yeah, the Mr. Punch originates
what
from.
Eight.
Number eight.
What country?
Mr. Punch, as in Punch and Judy.
I could have a good guess at that.
Here
we go.
I have got
I've just remembered. Hang on. Yes.
When I give out the answer, I'll give the full name of Mr. Punch or the original name. That'll give you more of a clue, but you're not getting it at the moment.
Mr. Punch, this is good. I like this one.
This person played...
It's only because you won the last quiz and you got
Kylo Ren, the son of Darth Vader in the three Star Wars movies. The last three Star Wars movies. Massively famous actor he is.
He's also in the House of Gucci. Okay.
Yeah, I know this one. I know this one.
Do you? Excellent.
Yeah. Don't look...
Oh, hang on. In the House of Gucci as well.
He played with Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I totally know who it is.
He played Well, that's the question.
That's the question. He's got a prominent hooter himself.
He's massive.
Right. Number 10. What is the stage name of Richard Starkey?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's an easy one for you all.
Yeah.
No, now you're looking at me as if you're just like,
I'm on a roll.
I thought surely everyone will have that one. Stage name of Richard Starkey.
Jesus
Why
Christ.
What can
woman.
I think? Okay.
That's great. No, I love that.
Okay. It's so obvious. I've gone blank. Hang on.
The pain on Loney's face.
It is. It's really bugging me.
Loney, It's not Parker.
Okay, number 11. Who is Stefani Gianna Angelina Germanotta, better known as?
Okay, I can do that one.
Angelina Joanne, sorry, Stefani.
Oh, I think I've got
Joanne
that.
Angelina.
I've got that.
You tell me it's dark yet.
Yes.
Germanotta or Germanotta.
Female or male or female?
Covering my answer so Stu can't look.
And I'm all over the place here. Okay. Right. All right then. So, which rock star has sons called Dweezil and Moon Unit?
Oh, I know. I totally
know. Oh, he's back in the game.
I'm on a roll. I've got back the last six.
Dweezil and Moon Unit. That's a great name, isn't it? Call your son Moon Unit.
I think you might I don't think he calls himself Moon
no,
Unit.
No, I think you might have changed it by Deepole by now.
Yeah.
And we're looking for the dad.
We are.
We're looking for the dad. Yeah. The famous rock star dad of Dweezil and Moon Unit. Right, I'm starting to get a bit desperate at this point then. Go on. What's the name of the lead singer of Journey?
Oh.
As in, don't stop believing.
I watched that video. I watched that
lead
a lot, actually.
Journey.
What's his name?
Had a sizable hooter.
Great voice.
Yeah.
Very annoying first name. That I can't remember. Maybe his surname.
Oh, that's annoying. Okay. Oh, I just got...
Excellent, you've got
Starkey.
It. Okay, so I'm going to go on to number 14. This girl won the 800 and 1500 metre freestyle gold at the 2012 Olympics.
She won yes.
This girl, British girl, won the 800 and 1500 metre freestyle golds at the 2012 London Olympics.
Which helped because basically she had a nose like the bottom of a boat.
Yeah, and then she got her nose done.
She's had it sorted.
And then she had her nose done, which is the most.
And I can't remember her name.
Journey.
I can only, if any of these celebrities are listening, I can only apologise for this quiz. I thought I might get away with it because I've got a big nose myself. Probably like when someone like Jay-Z uses the N-word, he can get away with it. I thought I could get away with this because of the size of the hooter.
You've got a hooter.
Yeah.
Oh, Journey, that one's bugging me. I got the Starkey one finally. Okay,
this is a guitarist from a British rock band from originally the mid-60s who are still going. He got let off for some reason, having indecent images of children on his laptop by claiming he was doing it because he was researching for a book.
Oh, I heard that. And what's the other clue?
He's the lead guitarist of a very famous
British rock band. And you could throw in number 16, couldn't you? You just make up the number 16.
This is number 16.
Yeah, number 16 is...
Who's the setter of this quiz?
Who drove a pink Rolls Royce in a Gerry Anderson programme?
There you go.
Yes, my lady.
We know that one.
That's number 16. Yeah, that's a bonus point for all of you. Okay. Okay then, listeners.
Okay,
eyes down for a full house. Here we go. Who played the lead in The Streets of San Francisco? Oh, 1 point. Just 2 points. 2 points for the whole name. 1 point if you've got the first or second name.
Can you get 1 point if you can picture the person?
No. So, who played the lead in The Streets of San Francisco?
No idea.
Cole Malden.
2 points for that man over there.
Gerard Depardieu.
Number two is Gerard Depardieu.
Merci bien.
Yep.
Now spell it.
So that's 2 points.
Two points.
Yes. What was the name of the horrific character from Jigsaw on BBC TV? You can all look him up at the end. Mr. Nosy Bonk. You look him up. He gave children nightmares. Mr. Nosy Bonk. Okay, who is Josh Brolin's stepmother?
Barbara Streisand.
Barbara Streisand,
oh, really?
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, my God.
You just guessed a singer with a big hooter.
I just totally did guess well someone with a massive
Barbara Streisand.
I just guessed it as my hand started
Who's
writing.
In an unofficial double act with Ben Stiller?
Owen Wilson.
Have you heard of him, Mark?
I've heard of him, yeah. I know. I can picture him. Can I have a point?
Played the mafia boss in Peaky Blinders?
Adrian Brody.
Oh,
I didn't get that. Yeah. Of course, yes. Have you watched the film? Do you like the
film? Boring. Seen the film.
Is it?
Oh, that's a shame. AJ said it was boring.
I thought it was boring. I thought it was. Yeah.
Who's the wife of Matthew Broderick then, Martin?
Sarah Jessica. Sorry.
I didn't put anything. I don't know.
SJP.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
She definitely got a big honk.
Yeah.
I've never really noticed that, I'm honest.
What country does Mr. Punchinello originate from?
Oh, well, I put Germany, but now I think it's Italy.
It's Italy.
Well, that's what I said.
Italy.
It's Italy, Mr. Punchinello.
I didn't get that.
Okay, who played Kylo Ren in the Star Wars films?
Adam Driver,
hurrah. Well done.
This is when I started to get good.
Yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Loney, what's the stage name of Richard Starkey?
Ringo Starr.
Oh, yay! You got it. You got it.
It came to me.
Oh, well done. And that woman with that long-winded Italian name.
Has to be Steffi Graf.
Nope.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Whose name is Stefani?
Yeah, she has got a whopper of a hoop.
Yeah, she has got quite a big hoop, but she's quite attractive, I think.
Not sure.
Anyway. Steffi Graf's got a massive
Steffi
one.
Steffi Graf's lovely.
She has, yeah, well, but she's
just
not on
it
the
had
list.
To be her.
No.
A lot of people thought Steffi Graf was.
I thought Steffi Graf was absolutely lovely. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, proper. Mm. Yeah. Proper little Stewie crush.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
So which idiotic American rock star named his children Dweezil and Moon Unit?
Frank Zappa.
Ah, I didn't get that. This is going to really...
Anyone know the name of the lead singer of Journey?
Somebody Perry?
Steve Perry. Oh, I get 1 point for that, for just remembering it.
You did remember it before the answer came out, didn't you?
I got one. Because I knew it was Perry, but it wasn't Joe Perry because he's an Aerosmith.
He's an Aerosmith, that's right. No, they're not related at all. Who won the 800 and 1500 metre freestyle gold medal at the London Olympics?
Rebecca Adlington.
That's right.
Yeah.
And finally...
That's not finally.
Oh, no, there was one more. Sorry. Number 15 is the lead guitarist of a very famous British rock band who the police found loads of indecent images of children on his laptop, and he got away with it because he said he was researching for a book.
I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name.
But I've got...
Oh, it's out of The Who.
I wrote The Who.
Who's the lead guitarist of The Who?
Pete Townsend.
Yeah, you can't have that.
I got The Who. I've written The Who, look.
Yeah, but his name isn't The Who.
But I can have 1 point.
Oh, that's not right.
Do what you like.
Yeah.
And then finally, who drives a pink Rolls Royce in Thunderbirds?
Parker.
Yes, my lady.
Yes, my lady.
That's him. Add him up.
6 out of 16. Have I won?
No, you've got 2 points. You've got 12 out of 16.
Oh, okay. That's my...
12 out of 32. Sorry.
That makes me feel a lot
it's very
better.
Important, yeah.
I got 16.
Did you?
16 out of 32. That's good. 50%.
He's got so many, he hasn't counted them up yet.
12, 14,
16. Oh, he's done well here, hasn't he?
He's done better than me.
21.
That's 21.
Well done. I didn't get the jigsaw thing. I'm obviously too young.
We'll look that up. Listeners, look up on YouTube. He's on there, Mr. Nosy Bonk. You look him up. He's
horrific. Yeah, I've got more than that. So, yeah, the only ones I didn't get... And I didn't know. I knew he was Perry, but not Steve Perry.
Yeah, well, there you
Perryman.
Go.
Perryman. You can have Steve Perryman. He didn't have a big nose.
No, he didn't have a big nose. So, everybody, that's the end
good
of
quiz.
This.
Thank good you. Quiz.
That's the end of this week's, this month's show.
Yeah.
I always feel a bit sad when I say I won't speak to everyone.
We'll be back.
We'll be back in a month's time once we've checked our calendars. And it's been lovely having you back, Martin.
It's been emotional.
And we didn't do Thingy Corner.
No, we're not doing that
anymore.
No,
we're not doing
that
ever again.
It's broken.
Yeah.
It's never broken.
So we'll be back in about a month's time.
You take care,
see
like people.
Bye. Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.